The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. With Mr. Obama ignoring the Constitution as if it didn't exist, some are saying the time has come to ignore his laws and do whatever we think best. It is true the laws he's pushed into place are unconstitutional and certainly unbiblical. In principle, those who say ignore them are right. However, they are dangerously wrong on their method of removing bad law. If we overthrow bad law in an unlawful way, in other words, by our own selfish ideas, we would just be replacing one form of selfishness with another. And the Bible says, "There is a way that seems right to a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death." And later on, what is to keep someone else from replacing our selfishness in government with theirs? This is what produces turbulence in a country. And this kind of anarchical government can only ultimately result in enslavement to a dictator. No, we must replace unbiblical civil law with biblical civil law, and that by biblical order. Only this will produce peace in a society. Our American founding fathers understood this. In 1773, when the English king tried to force us to buy tea from the East India Tea Company only, our founders said, "No way." They knew if you gave up free competition in business, you would soon be enslaved. Plus, Parliament, the English Congress, had placed a small tax on the tea. Our American colonies had no representation in Parliament. The kings of England had agreed in our colonial charters to let us make our own laws by our own elected legislators. Parliament had no legal say in our laws. Thus, for the colonists to pay Parliament's tax meant we would be accepting the authority of Parliament over that of our own legislatures, which would mean the end of self-government here in America. The test would come in the city of Boston in November 1773. Ships landed with the designated tea on board. If Americans paid the tax and let the tea be brought ashore, they would be accepting Parliament as their government. If they refused it being brought ashore, they would incur the king's anger. Thus, only two courses were open to them. They could send it back to England if they could get the king's royal governor to agree, or if no one bought the tea within 20 days, English law said they could legally seize it. Then they could do with it what they wished. After many appeals to Governor Hutchinson to sign the release for it to go back to England, each of which he refused, they decided to seize it. However, if the king knew who did it, he would have them hanged. So after several meetings of Boston citizens which saw them turn out by the thousands, 50 of their men dressed up as Indians boarded the ships and asked the captains for the key to the holds of the ships. They carried up 342 chests of tea and dumped them into Boston Harbor. It took 3 hours. Even though thousands of people were watching from the wharf, there were no loud or lawless outbreaks from the crowd during the whole time. The, quote, Indians then returned the keys to the captains, actually replacing free of charge one hasp and lock, which they'd had to force open. The whole Boston Tea Party was done according to biblical order, though it's not taught that way in schools today. Thus, we must fix our disordered government with biblically ordered means, which right now means voting for candidates who think biblically and praying for all those in government offices. Are you resisting the growing tyranny in a biblical manner? Do you even realize tyranny is growing? Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Pilgrim Seminars, by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter at Don Pinson. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.